Chapter 2. Aboard the Jade Shadow.
I'm not looking forward to going into the Maw again, Ben said bluntly. It was tricky enough the first time.
Well, Luke said mildly, you've done it once. You know what to be aware of.
Ben grimaced. Doesn't mean it's going to be any easier.
Vistara nodded.
Agreed. We had difficulty as well.
Luke scratched his chin thoughtfully. Tadar Roe of the Angti had told them the safe path to follow through the Maw to go where Jason Solo had gone so many years before. Not surprisingly, though, considering how mysterious the Angti liked to keep themselves, he had couched it in the form of a riddle. The path of true enlightenment runs through the chasm of perfect darkness. The way is narrow and treacherous, but if you can follow it, you will find what you seek.
Ben and Luke had indeed been able to follow the path of true enlightenment, although the way had been treacherous indeed. It had led them between two black holes into an area known as Stable Zone 1, in which stability was a bit of a misnomer. Ben had been the one to do the navigating of the yacht, and while he'd managed it by a combination of good piloting and trusting his feelings in the Force, it had still been an unnerving journey. Luke wasn't looking forward to repeating it either, especially having to worry about a dozen other vessels all making the journey successfully.
I'm wondering if we might get a little help, he said at last. I've got an old friend who lives near the Maw, who might be able to lend us a ship.
Instantly, like a Nexu scenting danger, Vistara was on the alert.
More ships? You're calling in reinforcements?
I said a ship. A specialized asteroid tug that could help us offset the gravitational pull of the black holes. It's large and it's designed with more tractor beam emitters than ought to be legal. I have a friend who's very fond of tinkering and upgrading.
Oh, Lando. Ben looked pleased and amused. We're gonna go to Kessel?
Vistara was listening attentively, filing away everything. Luke didn't care. He was not attempting to keep this information from anyone.
Hopefully not to Kessel, he replied to his son. I'm hoping Lando can come join us, meet us at the Maw so we can just head on in as soon as possible.
I don't want to delay any longer than we have to.
His voice became not hard, but determined.
The longer that being sits in her lair, the stronger she'll become, and the more harm she can do. We need to stop her as soon as possible, but we've got to make sure we've got every advantage.
Well, Ben said, glancing at Vistara. Why wouldn't more reinforcements be a good idea? Lando doesn't have an injunction against warning him not to associate with you. He's not a Jedi. Why can't he help?
I think once we reach Abeloth, all of us combined can take her, Luke said. All we really need is the Rockhound to get us there safely.
Vistara's brown eyes narrowed.
It seems foolish to me that you do not take advantage of your friend's connections, Master Skywalker. If he will give us more ships for our endeavor, why not?
There might be 1,000 food items on a table, but you do not need to eat them all in order to satisfy your hunger, Luke replied. Others might need to eat as well.
Or, Vistara said, you might decide to come back for seconds later, when you are hungry again.
Ben grimaced and leapt up, striding purposefully toward the galley. All this talk of food is making me hungry right now. Anyone want anything?